We're moving on to the railroads now. So you were complaining yesterday and have been today about how long some of the trains stop at some of the intersections in the Chicagoland area. And, you know, I said, well, we ought to do something about it. Like, what are you going to do about it? It's a train. So we called Chip Pugh, who is a railroad safety specialist in charge of public safety and education with the Illinois Commerce Commission. And he said, well, I can answer a few questions for you. Chip, it's John, and you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, John. Thanks for having me.
Are you surprised when I just brought this up gingerly yesterday? I got inundated with people who are frustrated by the number of trains and the length of time that they're stopping traffic.
Not really, because, you know, Illinois and predominantly the Chicago Metroland area really is known as the nation's rail hub. Illinois ranks second in the number of crossings. We've got just under 7,600 public crossings, and we're second in track miles, both second only to Texas, and Texas is 4.5 times the size of Illinois. So really, you know, what we face here in Illinois is a train exposure problem.
Is it getting worse? Is it the same? Where are we?
You know, actually, when the regulation was struck down in 2008, I expected the railroads to almost revert to the Wild West and block crossings just whenever they felt like it. But the problem really, you know, isn't excessive. And certainly there are situations that are going to frustrate motorists in which, you know, the trains are stopped. And certainly if there are situations where the railroads are blocking crossings on a regular or routine basis, we'll investigate those. And it better be a good reason as to why they're doing that.
But I read that, in fact, there's no law that regulates the amount of time a train can block traffic. Is that true?
That's true. That 2008 law used to say that if a train blocks a crossing in excess of 10 minutes, then they can be issued citations that a fine is, you know, issued to them, and the price goes up incrementally the longer they block the crossing.
Yeah. But what happened to that?
The Illinois Supreme Court said that the state of Illinois did not have the authority to do that, that would actually come under the jurisdiction of the Federal Railroad Administration. And yet, you know, as we know now, there is no federal regulation for blocking crossings.
Well, when I get to be king, and I'm not Chip, the paperwork is tied up at Cook County. But when I get to be king, there's going to be a rule about that. And maybe it's 11 minutes, maybe it's 9, but are you kidding me? I mean, I went onto the website, fra.dot.gov/blocked crossings, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And you can see the reporting from citizens about how long they waited, and you can report, too, at that site.
Yeah.
And it happens every day, and people are waiting a half hour sometimes to cross an intersection.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay.
Certainly,
Chip,
isn't ideal.
What hope is there? Anything afoot? I mean, I know you can't move railroad tracks, and highways and roads are kind of immobile too. Is there any hope for us, or this is just the way it is?
Well, the fact that the FRA now has that website where they're going to track it, my guess is that if it, you know, continues where the railroads are, you know, blocking crossings very frequently and for long periods of time, you know, then maybe the FRA will come up with a regulation mirroring what we used to have in Illinois.
Yeah, right. I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, I see the weight of the problem, but if nothing else, how about a fine so that we can at least say we got a pound of flesh out of them?
Right.
Gene had a comment, though. Gene, you're on WGN. What was that? You're on the air.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. Are the trains getting longer? Because there are, you know, you see the engines, maybe 3 and 4 of them pushing or pulling.
Yeah.
And no?
No. I've seen that too, and I wonder what Chip knows about that. Go ahead, Chip.
You know, certainly in some cases the train length has increased, and it's not uncommon for trains to be in excess of a mile long, and certainly a car is probably about 50 feet long. So you're talking 100 car freight train, probably close to a mile long, and in some cases, maybe close to 2 miles.
And there's nothing we can do about it. All right, so here is the deal. On my webpage, WGNradio.com, on the John Williams page, and on my Facebook page, I will post the link to that site, which is actually pretty navigable. I've done it a couple of times. Elif and I did it yesterday, too. And you can see the history of your intersection, and you can report. And if nothing else, that's a starting point. Chip Pugh is the railroad safety specialist in charge of public safety and education. Nice to talk to you today, Chip. Not a lot of time, but helpful so far, and maybe folks will report there. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Likewise, sir. It's 9:57. How about that? You just think about it. It's Federal Rail Association, FRA.DOT, Department of Transportation, so FRA.DOT.gov/blockedcrossings.